Have you ever had the true meaning of Scripture suddenly soak in? You kind of said to yourself, duh. Has that ever happened? How many would agree with this statement? We are in a battle. Yes. If you'd like to stand, I'm just going to read one verse, but just in our custom. All of this is tremendous of what Paul says about standing and fighting. But I just want to draw attention to this verse that talks about the fight. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That sounds like the big guys, the big guns. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, take our remarks tonight, Lord, and may it be a challenge to our heart. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're the captain of our salvation. And though we be involved in a battle, we know whom we follow. We know whom our leader is. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. I want to just speak shortly tonight on this thought, putting these two words together, fight and freedom. There is a real association between the words fight and freedom. It's this simple. If there had not been a fight in and for America, there would not be freedom in America. And I am convinced also in the spiritual realm that unless there is a fight, there will never be freedom. And it's pretty simple. Satan doesn't want anybody to be free, and he's going to fight to keep folks in bondage. Every person you meet is fighting a battle. You make up your mind to serve the Lord, and it's going to be a fight, but I want to change the way we look at that fight tonight. I truly believe there is a fight, but no Christian need to experience anything but freedom. We've already admitted the reality that it is a fight, but after we admit the reality that there is a fight, we need to believe that there is also a freedom to be had. We don't have to be in bondage. We don't have to be shackled and ensnared. We don't have to be those, like Paul said, whom Satan takes captive at his will. You don't have to be taken captive at Satan's will. There's a fight. There is a fight. Now, here's what I want to look at. First of all, there is a fight for freedom. A fight for freedom. In fact, I would say in the history of mankind, there has never been freedom without a fight. This is particularly true in what we're celebrating today in our nation. I know we're basically celebrating the signing, 1776, of the Declaration of Independence. But when the colonies said, we declare our independence, King George in Britain said, no, we're not going to let you go free. And there was the fight. There was someone who wanted to keep the colonies under their rulership, under their authority, under their sovereignty, their power. And so especially because of the Declaration, there was a fight to obtain the freedom that they had declared. They had declared independence, but now there's going to be a fight to have that independence. They were fighting. Those in the colonial army, they were fighting for their freedom. So how many would agree with me tonight that there'll never be freedom without a fight? There is a fight for freedom. And there was a fight for our spiritual freedom. We didn't fight that fight. Jesus fought it. Now, every once in a while, we need to be reminded that we didn't fight the fight. He did, but we also need to be reminded he won that fight. I want to put it this way. Sometimes we get it mixed up in the economy of faith. But did you know that Jesus has already won the fight you might be fighting tonight? Isn't that victory right there? I said, Jesus has already won the fight you are fighting. Many verses, but look what Paul says in Colossians. Out of all these good things, he says that Christ did here, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. and having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now I want you to notice in verse 15, the principalities and powers. What did Paul say in our text, Ephesians 6, that we were fighting against? What did he say? He said we are fighting against principalities and powers. But what does it say here about those principalities and powers? It says that Jesus has already triumphed over those principalities and powers. He gained the victory in the fight over them on the cross. And so the very principalities and powers that we wrestle against, back to Colossians, Jesus has already triumphed over them. I want to tell you tonight, he has fought the fight for our freedom. That's why no person need leave here bound tonight. If you're bound by sin, you don't have to leave here bound. He's already fought and won the fight for your freedom. Oh, glory to God. Can you say amen? I think of those soldiers that fought the Revolutionary War. I mean, they had made that Declaration of Independence, but it was the Revolutionary War that had to be fought to gain that independence. Left footprints of blood in the snow. They were inadequately provisioned, didn't have the clothes, didn't have the shoes, didn't have the armament. They didn't have any of that. And most of you may remember, but that most of the battles those colonists fought, they lost. How many realize that? Most of the battles that the early colonists fought, they lost. But they kept at it. They kept at it. All the deaths and the casualties. But they fought for the freedom that we have tonight. And I feel gratitude for that, don't you? The founders, the cost that they paid, the fight for our freedom. But I also feel the same gratitude for my Lord, because he fought the fight for my spiritual freedom. Secondly, we talked about the fight for freedom, but there's a fight to keep freedom. The Revolutionary War was fought, Brother O'Hare, the Revolutionary War was fought to gain the freedom. But every war we've fought of that nature since then hasn't been fought to gain our freedom. It's been fought to keep our freedom. Now, Jesus has fought the battle to gain our freedom. But believers, there is a fight to keep our freedom. Many scriptures, but let me give you one. Galatians chapter 5, Paul admonishes us, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." He made us free, but be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He fought the fight for our freedom. We fight a fight to keep our freedom, because we have an enemy who would like to lead us back into bondage. We saw that with the children of Israel. God set them free miraculously, but here came the enemy to lead them right back. Amen. I'm glad we don't have to go back. You know, there's a lot of Christians that don't understand this today. In fact, there's a lot of people in our nation that don't understand it. We're living a time when there's a growing movement that they don't feel like there's anything worth fighting for. Amen. But I want you to know there's some things, some places, some issues that if we're not willing to fight over, our freedom's going to be lost. There is a fight to keep the freedom. Hallelujah. I believe it's worth fighting for nationally, don't you? A fight to keep our, but I believe it's worth fighting for spiritually. Fight against those things. Amen. Young people, Satan has bound in the past, and at youth camp he's set free. But I want you to know the enemy, he's going to come to re-entangle, to take back into bond. You can fight against him. How many believes the scripture? Submit yourself unto God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from. We can resist Satan. We can fight the fight to keep the freedom. I want us to know last of all tonight that there is a fight in freedom. I've tried to get this across many times, because we Christians, we have many struggles. But I like to remind us that we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting in victory. Haven't we already established that Jesus has already gained the freedom and victory that we have? I think in this time, and I was moved by the stories on Sunday from our World War II veterans, and talking with them, this subject came up. And I think it's a tremendous illustration of why do we still fight battles if Jesus already won the victory? Well, one thing that came up when I talked with our veterans, and you heard it on the interview, was even though the Japanese as a nation had surrendered, there were whole outfits in the Philippines that didn't realize that. Japan had already surrendered, but there were Japanese and the Philippines that were still fighting, still trying to kill American troops and allied troops. Well, listen, Jesus has gained an undeniable victory over Satan. But his imps, some of them, they don't realize they're whipped. They still want to try to fight. They still want to come against us. Another example that came up was D-Day. Brother Wilson was in that. He shared that on Sunday. But by all accounts, they knew it at the time. Actually, even the Germans knew it. They knew it at the time. We know it from history. The moment that day when the Allies made that beachhead on Normandy beaches and established that beachhead and began to bring those tanks over, victory was ensured. There was no other possible outcome, but there was going to be victory. Mathematically, it was there. Every way, it was there. I know the Germans fought fiercely after that. But by all accounts, victory had been gained when that beachhead was made. Oh, the enemy kept fighting, but victory was there. And therefore, they weren't really just fighting for victory. They were fighting in victory. The victory was won on those beaches, and from there on out, the fight was in the certainty of victory. I'm telling you, on that cross, Jesus made the beachhead. Hallelujah. He gained the triumph over the enemy. He made that foothold in our lives. And ever since then, we got to keep this in mind, Brother Cruz. We're not fighting for victory. He's already gained. We're fighting under the certainty and the surety that we are going to win because he's already won the battle. It should never enter our minds that we might lose. If you're a believer, you should never entertain that Satan might get the best of you and you might have to throw in the towel and just give up. As long as you're willing to keep fighting, you can know that victory is sure. You ever heard somebody said, I've read the back of the book and we win? You ever hear that? And that's true. The church wins. The bride wins. But even though the army wins, there can be individual casualties. And I want to encourage you tonight, it's certainty, a certainty if you say, serving God, that you will win. But that doesn't mean if you give up and quit the struggle, that doesn't mean you won't be a casualty, even though the churches will win and Christ has obtained our victory. Oh, I want to fight, don't you? Go ahead and get ready to come. Young ladies, we'll sing a little bit of this before we leave tonight. I can't tell it well. I wish I had taken the time to refresh myself. But years ago, I heard Brother Clendenin tell of his experiences. He was in the South Pacific, and he told of a time when his company had lost more than half its men. There were very few. They'd been fighting from island to island, seeing their comrades slaughtered all around them. He said that he came to a time he was so tired, so weary of the fighting, he didn't think he could fight another battle, didn't feel like he had the strength. But he said he was lying there. I don't know if he's asleep or just, and he wasn't even saved at the time. But he said suddenly in that state of weariness, he had a vision, and he saw the cities of America, like New York and Los Angeles. But instead of the American flag flying over those cities, everywhere he looked was that Japanese flag with that sun on it flying over American cities. He said when he saw that in his mind's eye, he got up and grabbed his weapon, and he is ready to fight again. You may get tired of the fight, but imagine Satan's flag flying over your home. Satan's flag flying over your heart. Satan's flag flying over your life. And all of a sudden, it's worth getting back in the fight. Hallelujah. I don't want to be entangled again, especially when he's already won the victory. Amen. If you're thankful that he's gained our freedom through that fight, would you stand? Let's worship him across the building. Would you lift your heart and hands, thank him that he's won the victory? And if you're in a struggle tonight, I want you to lift your heart and hands and say, we're going to win. We're going to win. It's inevitable because he's already won. Hallelujah. He's already won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing just a little bit of this. Get us started here. Is this how you feel tonight?
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, well, keep on the firing line. If you're with my brother, surely you must fight. So keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, it is no disgrace. Cowards in the service, he will find a place. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight. Be brave against all evil and never run.
Don't be entangled again. Keep the fight up.
If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use a soldier he can trust. So keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Oh, keep on the firing.